We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Utah's governor calls the
Kazan community is hiding. They cannot go to work. They have to remain at home, and we don't know for how long.
Gil Garcia says she's been getting calls from people whose family members were arrested at immigration court appointments. For NPR News, I'm Adriana Cardona Magigad in Chicago.
Government officials in Qatar remain furious at Israel's attack on Hamas leaders this week in Qatar's capital. Six people died, none of them top Hamas leaders. Qatar's prime minister says Israel's attack is, quote, state terrorism. Israeli officials are unapologetic and say they'll strike anywhere they need to. President Trump was warned only a few minutes before the attack happened. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The man accused of stabbing a 35-year-old Lawrence woman to death last month made another court appearance on Wednesday. 63-year-old Aaron Blake Wright is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Gina Reyes. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Wright also faces charges in two other cases, including battery on a law enforcement officer and disorderly conduct. Yesterday's appearance was held to schedule a hearing for his multiple criminal cases. That hearing will take place on November 19th. A coroner's report says a sheriff's officer knelt on a 50-year-old man's back before he died in the Wyandotte County Jail. Peggy Lowe from KCUR reports.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation ruled Charles Adair's death a homicide last week. Adair died on July 5th from what KBI said was mechanical asphyxiation after an altercation with deputies. But according to a coroner's report obtained by KCUR, a sheriff's deputy knelt on Adair's back just before the inmate was found unresponsive and soon pronounced dead. A spokesman for the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office said it is reviewing the case and has not made a decision on charges. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement yesterday. Watson told the State Board of Education at the close of its two-day meeting in Topeka that he plans to remain in the post until his successor is named.
You'll work with that person when they can come on board. And I will be happy then to step aside at whatever time that is and serve you in any capacity until that time.
Watson was appointed education commissioner in 2014. He previously served as superintendent of the McPherson School District. As Commissioner Watson pushed for Kansas students to learn workplace skills in addition to traditional academics. A political newcomer has announced he will run for Congress in Kansas's 2nd District. Don Coover is a Democrat. He'll challenge Republican Derek Schmidt, who currently holds the 2nd District seat. Coover is a farmer, a veterinarian, and a veteran. The Kansas Reflector reports Coover plans to focus his campaign on economic issues such as agricultural tariffs and the national debt, as well as rural health care. Coover is a West Point graduate and earned his veterinary degree from Kansas State University. Weather forecast for today, some patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 94. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. A couple sunny, warm days ahead of us. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 62 degrees. Topeka's clear, 63. Manhattan clear and 63. Junction City's mostly clear and 64 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR at 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. and listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Thoughtful appreciation this morning. He's and the father of two children.
And we certainly are giving him that.
And you're turning this into...
No, I think we're certainly giving him the attention he deserves. And this is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law. Running September 12th to 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org.
You are listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Still ahead on Morning Edition this week, NATO fighter jets shot down Russian drones over Poland. Poland's deputy prime minister addressed the situation just yesterday.
Poland, the EU, and NATO will not be intimidated, and we will continue to stand by the brave people of Ukraine.
More on this potential escalation of Russia's war with Ukraine in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Forecast for today, some fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 68. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with a high near 94 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 62, Topeka clear and 63 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, a huge manhunt is underway after the assassination of US conservative activist Charlie Kirk. We'll have reaction. What's happened to Syria's missing children? And we speak to Thing from the Netflix series Wednesday.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. It's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 6:21.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
In recent years, U.S. counterterrorism resources were shifting to prevention. But since President Trump took office, those efforts have been dismantled.
For a lot of folks in the counterterrorism field, this is a real crossroads moment of, like, what is our strategy and where are we going?
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We hear how counterterrorism has changed since 9/11 on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host Laura Lorson right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, some fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies, high temperatures near 90 degrees. It's 6:30.
Luke Garrett reports the White House says law enforcement surge netted more than 2,300 arrests, many involving immigration.
Since August 7th, federal authorities have arrested 2,310 people, seized 225 guns, and cleared 50 homeless encampments. That's according to a White House official, not authorized to share the data publicly. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser questions whether all these arrests were made in D.C.
When I heard them, that seemed like it would have had to be greater than the district proper.
Despite multiple requests, the White House has not provided specific case numbers, charges, or names for those arrested. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas education leaders say young students need more time in school to make up for learning gaps, and they wonder whether summer school might help. Suzanne Perez reports.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson has proposed a statewide summer school project focused on kids in kindergarten, first, and second grades. He wants to have it up and running in several school districts by next summer. Watson asked Kansas State Board of Education members this week for tentative approval to plan the three-year project.
We'd use the results to inform statewide, what does a good summer school look like? What is the amount of time you're probably going to need to move the needle?
The project would involve urban and rural districts across the state. Watson says it would focus on young students who score below grade level on reading and math tests. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Incidentally, Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement yesterday. Watson told the Board of Education he plans to remain in the post until his successor is named Watson was appointed education commissioner in 2014. Kansas lawmakers have yet to enact a promised ban on the purchase of candy and soft drinks with food assistance money. The Lawrence Times reports eight other states have already enacted similar bans, which will go into effect next year. State lawmakers in Kansas are struggling to come up with acceptable definitions for candy and soft drink. Supporters of the measure say it will reduce obesity rates for people who receive benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill banning such purchases in April, but Republican lawmakers worked around that by inserting the measure into the state budget bill. The company developing a $234 million solar farm near Lawrence wants to begin preliminary work on the project, which has been suspended pending a lawsuit. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the developers of the Kansas Sky Energy Center in North Douglas County want to begin testing soil at the site, anticipating they will eventually win the case. A Douglas County District Court judge will decide whether the testing can proceed. Weather forecast for today, some fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies, warm high temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's partly cloudy, 62 degrees. Topeka clear, 63 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes...
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, farmers in Arkansas are raising the alarm about the effect of low crop prices, bad weather, and tariffs on their livelihood. They say they need help from Washington. We'll find out more about that in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Forecast calls for some patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees, Topeka clear, and 63. The time is 6:44.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the Steve and Edie of jazz. Frank Sinatra's
Roadblocks let pharmacists in more states give the shots, make the shots available for free to eligible kids through a big federal program. But Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fired the original members of this committee and replaced them with his own, many of whom share his anti-vaccine views, so no one's sure exactly what they're going to do.
NPR health correspondent Rob Stein, thanks for the information, Rob.
You bet, Steve.
And you hear Rob right here on NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown, Haydn wrote atop one of his 14 masses, Missa in Tempori Belli, or Mass in the Time of War. Listen for it after 10 o'clock. It ends gracefully with a Dona Nobis Pacem. Also, guitar and strings music by Boccherini and an interesting suite that Gustav Mahler orchestrated using tunes by J.S. Bach. That's all on the Classical Morning Show beginning at 10. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9. It's news from the BBC. Classical Morning Show begins at 9, right after Morning Edition. Where the forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon, near 90 degrees, feeling like summer again. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 94. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 90. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy sky, 62 degrees. Topeka, clear, 63. Emporia reporting mostly cloudy skies and 63 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
When gambling on sports, public health leaders call for some limits. You can listen in the NPR app, on a smart speaker, or on this local public radio station, which is in your community. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
And co-workers, people who are being called to testify on his character. If convicted, he faces a potential life sentence. Greg Allen, NPR News, Fort Pierce, Florida.
As fall draws nearer, many people are thinking about vaccinations for flu and COVID. But NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports it may be harder to find COVID shots this year.
The Food and Drug Administration's approvals for this year's COVID boosters are narrower, but drug companies say they're still making similar volumes of the jabs as last year. Claire Hannon is the executive director of the Association of Immunization Managers. She says pharmacies are able to order the shots and they've been shipped out.
I think it's going to be harder to access, but I think anybody that wants it, you know, we'll be able to get it, but they're just going to have to work hard to find it.
She says patients can use vaccine finders, which Pfizer and Moderna both have up and running, to find pharmacies with COVID shots in their area. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Members of Congress will hold a moment of silence later this hour. It's to commemorate the nearly 3,000 victims who died on September 11th, 24 years ago. Later this morning, President Trump will attend a memorial ceremony at the Pentagon. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The man accused of stabbing a 35-year-old Lawrence woman to death last month made another court appearance on Wednesday. 63-year-old Aaron Blake Wright is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Gina Reyes. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Wright also faces charges in two other cases, including battery on a law enforcement officer and disorderly conduct. Yesterday's appearance was held to schedule a hearing for his multiple criminal cases. That hearing will take place on November 19th. A coroner's report says a sheriff's officer knelt on a 50-year-old man's back before he died in the Wyandotte County Jail. Peggy Lowe from KCUR reports.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation ruled Charles Adair's death a homicide last week. Adair died on July 5th from what KBI said was mechanical asphyxiation after an altercation with deputies. But according to a coroner's report obtained by KCUR, a sheriff's deputy knelt on Adair's back just before the inmate was found unresponsive and soon pronounced dead. A spokesman for the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office said it is reviewing the case and has not made a decision on charges. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement yesterday. Watson told the State Board of Education at the close of its two-day meeting in Topeka that he plans to remain in the post until his successor is named.
You'll work with that person when they can come on board, And I will be happy then to step aside at whatever time that is and serve you in any capacity until that time.
Watson was appointed Education Commissioner in 2014. He previously served as superintendent of the McPherson School District. As Commissioner Watson pushed for Kansas students to learn workplace skills in addition to traditional academics. A political newcomer has announced he will run for Congress in Kansas's 2nd District. Don Coover is a Democrat. He will challenge Republican Derek Schmidt, who currently holds the 2nd District seat. Coover is a farmer, a veterinarian, and a veteran. The Kansas Reflector reports Coover plans to focus his campaign on economic issues such as agricultural tariffs and the national debt, as well as rural health care. The officiating crew that worked last weekend's border showdown between KU and Mizzou won't be working this weekend. The crew has been suspended for a week due to an officiating error during the game after Missouri received a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct after a touchdown. The Tigers were forced back to their own 20-yard line for the ensuing kickoff, but instead of kicking off a tee, the Tigers were allowed to punt the ball back to the Jayhawks. That's a violation of NCAA rules. Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with a high near 94 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 62 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is
where he wanted.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to Morning Edition. Coming up on Morning Edition, more about Charlie Kirk. We'll hear from Joe Mitchell. He's a Republican candidate for Congress in Iowa and founder of Run Gen Z, a nonprofit with the goal of getting young conservatives into office. We'll talk about Charlie Kirk's influence on him. That's in about 15 minutes. Weather forecast for today, some patchy fog still this morning, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with a high near 94. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 94. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny sky, 63 degrees. Topeka's mostly sunny and 63 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, a huge manhunt is underway after the assassination of US conservative activist Charlie Kirk. We'll have reaction. What's happened to Syria's missing children? And we speak to Thing from the Netflix series Wednesday.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2, right after Morning Edition. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
In recent years, U.S. counterterrorism resources were shifting to prevention. But since President Trump took office, those efforts have been dismantled.
For a lot of folks in the counterterrorism field, this is a real crossroads moment of, like, what is our strategy and where are we going?
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We hear how counterterrorism has changed since 9/11 on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, some morning fog, otherwise sunny with a high near 90 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 7:30.
We will find you.
Last night, many were making a pilgrimage of sorts to the school, including Chris Stomas.
It's shocking, to be honest. Like, I would not have expected this at all.
All classes have been canceled until Monday. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Orem, Utah.
Today marks 24 years since the September 11th, 2001 attacks on the U.S. with solemn ceremonies honoring the victims this morning. At the World Trade Center site in New York City, the names of the nearly 3,000 victims will be read aloud. At the Pentagon in Virginia, a memorial service will honor the 184 service members and civilians who were killed. And near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a ceremony honors the victims of United Flight 93. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas education leaders say young students need more time in school to make up for learning gaps, and they wonder whether summer school might help. Suzanne Perez reports.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson has proposed a statewide summer school project focused on kids in kindergarten, first, and second grades. He wants to have it up and running in several school districts by next summer. Watson asked Kansas State Board of Education members this week for tentative approval to plan the three-year project.
We'd use the results to inform statewide, what does a good summer school look like? What is the amount of time you're probably going to need to move the needle?
The project would involve urban and rural districts across the state. Watson says it would focus on young students who score below grade level on reading and math tests. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Incidentally, Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement Wednesday. Watson told the Board of Education he plans to remain in the post until his successor is named. Watson was appointed Education Commissioner in 2014. Kansas lawmakers have yet to enact a promised ban on the purchase of candy and soft drinks with food assistance money. The Lawrence Times reports eight other states have already enacted similar bans, which will go into effect next year. State lawmakers in Kansas are struggling to come up with acceptable definitions for candy and soft drink. Supporters of the measure say it will reduce obesity rates for people who receive benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill banning such purchases in April, but Republican lawmakers worked around that by inserting the measure into the state budget bill. The company developing a $234 million solar farm near Lawrence wants to begin preliminary work on the project, which has been suspended pending a lawsuit. The Lawrence Journal World reports the developers of the Kansas Sky Energy Center in northern Douglas County want to begin testing soil at the site, anticipating they will eventually win the case. Neighbors who oppose the project object, saying such testing would disturb the land. A Douglas County District Court judge will decide whether the testing can proceed. Forecast for today, some patchy morning fog, otherwise sunny with a high near 90. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94 degrees. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
27, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at TopekaSymphony.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition, new data out from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the gender wage gap widened in 2024 for the second year in a row. We'll hear more about that in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Still some areas of patchy fog possible this morning, otherwise sunny skies today with a high temperature this afternoon near 90 degrees, light south wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 68, tomorrow sunny with a high near 94. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies 63 degrees, Topeka mostly sunny and 63. The time is 7:44.
This week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll hear some.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inske.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Bill Curtis is coming home to Kansas. Join him for an evening celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. Royals won last night, beat the Guardians in Cleveland 4-2-3. Game 4 of that series is tonight at 6:15. Forecast for today, still some areas of lingering fog, otherwise sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 94. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 90. In Lawrence at the moment, we have sunny skies, 63 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 63. Manhattan's mostly cloudy, 63. Junction City, cloudy, and 64 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Most have gained a lot of equity,
so they can just sell out if they can no longer pay the mortgage. Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School says there will be some unlucky folks who bought in the last few years at a high home price, paying a 7% plus mortgage, and do face heightened foreclosure risk. But
remember, you have a ton of people still sitting on 3% mortgages or below. If you look at data on the mortgage payment to income ratio, it's near historic lows.
Meaning a lot of homeowners are buffered from being overwhelmed by their mortgage payments, even in an economic downturn. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting Turning Research, Policy Solutions, and Civic Engagement into Results for Kansas Women, with United We CEO Wendy Doyle, September 24th. More at doleinstitute.org.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Utah's governor calls the killing of...
announcing its new editor-in-chief. Tommy Evans will take over the position this month. He's currently a managing editor in the newsroom. Prior to NPR, Evans spent nearly 8 years at CNN overseeing international operations in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. He will succeed Edith Chapin. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The man accused of stabbing a 35-year-old Lawrence woman to death last month made another court appearance on Wednesday. 63-year-old Aaron Blake Wright is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Gina Reyes. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Wright also faces charges in two other cases, including battery on a law enforcement officer and disorderly conduct. Yesterday's appearance was held to schedule a hearing for his multiple cases. That hearing will take place on November 19th. A coroner's report says a sheriff's officer knelt on a 50-year-old man's back before he died in the Wyandotte County Jail. Peggy Lowe from KCUR reports.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation ruled Charles Adair's death a homicide last week. Adair died on July 5th from what KBI said was mechanical asphyxiation after an altercation with deputies. But according to a coroner's report obtained by KCUR, a sheriff's deputy knelt on Adair's back just before the inmate was found unresponsive and soon pronounced dead. A spokesman for the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office said it is reviewing the case and has not made a decision on charges. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement yesterday. Watson told the State Board of Education at the close of its two-day meeting in Topeka that he plans to remain in the post until his successor is named.
You'll work with that person when they can come on board, and I will be happy then to step aside at whatever time that is and serve you in any capacity until that time.
Watson was appointed Education Commissioner in 2014. He previously served as superintendent of the McPherson School District. As Commissioner, Watson pushed for Kansas students to learn workplace skills in addition to traditional academics. A political newcomer has announced he will run for Congress in Kansas's 2nd District. Don Coover is a Democrat. He will challenge Republican Derek Schmidt, who currently holds the 2nd District seat. Coover is a farmer, a veterinarian, and a veteran. The Kansas Reflector reports Coover plans to focus his campaign on economic issues such as agricultural tariffs and the national debt. The officiating crew that worked last weekend's border showdown between KU and Mizzou won't be working this weekend. The crew has been suspended for a week due to an officiating error during the game. After Missouri received a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct after a touchdown, the Tigers were forced back to their own 20-yard line for the ensuing kickoff. But instead of kicking off a tee, the Tigers were allowed to punt the ball back to the Jayhawks. That's a violation of NCAA rules. Weather forecast for today, still some lingering fog this morning. Otherwise, sunny skies with a high temperature this afternoon near 90 degrees tonight. Mostly clear, lows overnight around 68 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 66 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 65 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
That I am not sufficiently concerned about violence that happens from anyone. I think this is a moment to reflect on the life of a young man who made a big difference. And a lot of people are mourning it.
Yes.
And it is the wrong time for you to start assigning blame and to say I should have better commentary.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
I can understand why you're getting defunded. This is outrageous.
I'm sorry.
This young man deserves some thoughtful appreciation this morning. He's
and
the father of two children.
And we certainly are giving him
that. And you're turning this into...
No, I think we're certainly giving him the attention he deserves. And this is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition this week, NATO fighter jets shot down Russian drones over Poland. Poland's deputy prime minister addressed the situation yesterday.
Poland, the EU, and NATO will not be intimidated, and we will continue to stand by the brave people of Ukraine.
More on this potential escalation of the war in Ukraine coming up in about 15 minutes. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, Haydn wrote atop one of his 14 masses, Missa in Tempore Belli, or Mass in the Time of War. Listen for it in the 10 o'clock hour. It ends gracefully with a Dona Nobis Pacem. Also, guitar and strings music by Boccherini, and an interesting suite that Gustav Mahler orchestrated using tunes by J.S. Bach. That's all coming up on the Classical Morning Show beginning at 9 o'clock. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high temperature near 94 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for N.
This is NPR News.
In recent years, U.S. counterterrorism resources were shifting to prevention. But since President Trump took office, those efforts have been dismantled.
For a lot of folks in the counterterrorism field, this is a real crossroads moment of, like, what is our strategy and where are we going?
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We hear how counterterrorism has changed since 9/11 on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 90 degrees. It's 8:30.
Fueled by rising costs for rent, groceries, and gasoline. Americans also paid more last month for clothing, airfares, and new and used cars. August was the month when President Trump imposed higher tariffs on many U.S. trading partners, which may have contributed to higher prices for imported goods like coffee. A federal appeals court has ruled most of those import taxes are illegal, but they remain in effect pending a review by the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court said this week it would hear arguments in the tariff case in early November. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In New York City, ceremonies are underway to remember the nearly 3,000 victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks 24 years ago today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas education leaders say young students need more time in school to make up for learning gaps, and they wonder whether summer school might help. Suzanne Perez reports.
Education Commissioner Randy Watson has proposed a statewide summer school project focused on kids in kindergarten, first, and second grades. He wants to have it up and running in several school districts by next summer. Watson asked Kansas State Board of Education members this week for tentative approval to plan the three-year project.
We'd use the results to inform statewide, what does a good summer school look like? What is the amount of time you're probably going to need to move the needle?
The project would involve urban and rural districts across the state. Watson says it would focus on young students who score below grade level on reading and math tests. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Incidentally, Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement Wednesday. Watson told the Board of Education he plans to remain in the post until his successor is named. Watson was appointed Education Commissioner in 2014. Kansas lawmakers have yet to enact a promised ban on the purchase of candy and soft drinks with food assistance money. The Lawrence Times reports eight other states have already enacted similar bans, which will go into effect next year. State lawmakers in Kansas are struggling to come up with acceptable definitions for candy and soft drink. Supporters of the measure say it will reduce obesity rates for people who receive benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill banning such purchases in April. But Republican lawmakers worked around that by inserting the measure into the state budget bill. The company developing a $234 million solar farm near Lawrence wants to begin preliminary work on the project, which has been suspended pending a lawsuit. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the developers of the Kansas Sky Energy Center in northern Douglas County want to begin testing soil at the site, anticipating they will eventually win the case. Neighbors who oppose the project object, saying such testing would disturb the land. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. Low around 68 tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Looking ahead to Saturday, sunny with a high near 94. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
Look forward to it. Thank you.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. So glad you could join us. Coming up in 10 minutes, just days before President Trump heads to the UK for a state visit, the UK has fired Peter Mandelson, its ambassador to the US, over his links to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. We'll get the latest on that from Lauren Frere coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Royals won last night, beat the Guardians in Cleveland 4-3. Fourth game of that series is tonight at 6:15. Royals are looking for a split of that four-game series. Forecast for today, sunny skies, warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot. High temperatures tomorrow near 94 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 68 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny and 68. The time is 8:44.
This week on the Retro Contra's favorite. Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center and the Downtown Underground Concert Series, presenting Welcome to the Machine, a Pink Floyd 50th anniversary, September 12th through 14th. Information and tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show beginning at noon today, today's noon hour brings us, for the most part, American classics. Copland's Clarinet Concerto, David Diamond's Rounds for Strings, and The Hymn for the Lost and the Living by Eric E. Wazin. That's classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Looks like we have a string of sunny hot days ahead of us. The forecast for today, sunny with a high near 90. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Saturday, sunny with a high near 94. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Warming up outside already in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 69 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 68. Manhattan, cloudy and 67 degrees. It's 9 before 9.
His sister's cousins. These are human beings.
She's on methadone, but says she's reluctant to go to treatment. Her experience with involuntary commitment was so bad, she says, it's worth spending another Boston winter living outside under a bridge. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Becker in Boston.
This afternoon, in All Things Considered, some Americans struggled with gambling disorders before the Supreme Court ruled that states could legalize sports betting. Now, with dozens of states allowing gambling on sports, public health leaders call for some limits. You can listen in the NPR app, on a smart speaker, or on this local public radio station, which is in your community. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Thursday morning. Do keep listening. Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is next. If you're listening on KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 90 degrees, light south wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 94. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, sunny and hot, high near 94. Sunday, partly sunny, not quite as hot, highs on Sunday, near 90 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 69. Topeka, sunny and 69. Manhattan's cloudy and 68 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva.